What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
And apple pies. This was an explosive episode. We are going to discuss the Josh and Fessy fight, the Esther and Amber B fight, and that wild drift car challenge.
Yes, that challenge made me so nauseous, but it was so much fun. And we'll also get to talk to our favorite Romanian pop star, fresh off her performance of I'm an Alien. That's right, Emmy Alupe is on the podcast today.
Woo! So excited for that. Should we get into it?
Let's do it! All right, Anissa, welcome to the show as a viewer. Honestly, Anissa, this is the first episode now that you're watching it. You're not on the episode. And I'm sorry that you have to do the time bomb because...
Yeah, because I wasn't fucking there. It's been 8 years since I've gone home early on a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
It's interesting to watch it as a viewer to see the things that I didn't see. But yeah, it's really cool to see it from this side because I feel like it's slightly more unbiased now because I wasn't there to experience it. So yeah, this is cool.
Well, I hope it's cool enough for you to do a really successful 37-second time bomb. So here
it goes. You guys are out of your minds.
Here it goes. I'm going to count you in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. What is this show, Love Island or The Challenge? Well, we started off with Nani and Casey on a cute, super cute date. Love them together. Moving on. There's love in the air, but not for long. We do this car drift challenge, and the winners are Casey and Emmanuel. And then we have big decisions to make. Who will they put in the lair? Oh, but wait, Tori's bored. Let's start fucking shit up. So she gets Josh, and then Fessy's angry, and Esther throws a drink in Amber's face, and it's about to be a fucking WWE Smackdown, courtesy of Tori, the instigator deal. And that's what we've got so far.
Time. Oh my God, that was so good. Did you write that down?
No.
That came off the top of your head?
Top of the dome.
Oh, God. That was the best 37-second time bomb I've ever heard in my life. That
Thank
was incredible.
You. I didn't feel as nervous because I wasn't there, so I had to, like, really...
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you brought it, dude.
Thank you.
Well, thanks.
It's my birthday month, so I'm really hype about things.
Yeah.
Really good. Trying to be on point.
I mean, if you're out here giving people nicknames like Tori the Instigator Deal, I think that you're on fire, kid. You're fucking on fire over there. All right, Anissa, let's dive into the episode.
All right.
What do you think the play of the day was, the best athletic move?
If it would have worked out, Kyle pulling off his whole lock would have been probably the most athletic move had him and Amanda won.
Yeah.
But they didn't. I would say, you know, the best athletic move would be, I mean, Casey and Emmanuel won.
Yeah.
You know, and they seemed like they killed it. I wasn't there. It looked fairly fast, so.
It was so fast. They did it in 2 turns. Most people had to do it in like 4 because they did it in 2. I mean,
That's
they
amazing.
Blew everyone's mind. We all knew when they finished that they were the team to beat. But obviously for the show purpose, they can't see how much of a landslide they have on everybody. So,
right.
I mean, they killed it. They were so, so good. They're a great team. But we'll get more into the challenge in a little bit. Let's just jump on the dirtiest deed.
Oh, well, if you're asking me, Tori, the instigation station deal.
Not the instigation station.
You're not going there. I think that you spent a little time in my danger square in the kitchen, and it gave you... You were bored. I wasn't there.
Bored.
You were bored. And you decided to get Josh, which I think was the worst thing. I mean, we think Esther throwing the water in Amber's face was the dirtiest deed?
I mean, that's up there, too. Esther is...
Yeah, but even though it was water, it was kind of a clean, dirty deed.
I think it was
get
wine.
Get what I'm saying?
I think it was wine. And at one point
in time... Oh, that sucks.
Well, at one point in time, that's why we were... You know, if you're throwing wine, I mean, we had limited drinks in the house, you know, because they don't want us to get crazy.
Yeah,
so
that might be an issue.
you're throwing wine. I mean, that means that somebody's really pissed because you don't throw wine.
You don't. Know? You put it in your mouth and you swallow it.
Yeah. You swallow it. Yeah. You digest it.
Yeah. You pee it out later, but you do not throw it. Yeah. It's precious cargo.
It is. It really is. So obviously Esther had a lot of feelings, but we're going to dive into that more later. Into our episode. Yeah.
What do you think was the dirtiest deed?
I mean, I gotta take it. Like, I do think that me calling out the pizza, getting Josh. It wasn't the pizza thing. It was getting Josh. Yeah. But I was just on a high. Like, you see me running around like a kid out there. I'm like, woo, it's burning to the ground.
Yeah, because it is being a little too nice right now, you know. Yeah. And there are a lot of blow-ups that we don't see, but we can talk about that later as well.
Yeah, let's dive into some of the things that happened before the challenge. Let's talk about this Nani Casey date. Like, how cute was that?
I just thought it was really thoughtful. And, you know, if Casey wants to do it right, this is the right way. You know, I think that Nani's really in love. And
yeah,
it's nice to have somebody who is taking care of your heart.
I love them together. I got to hang out with them after the season was over, and I was just like, oh my God, like, they are so in love, and it is so real. So it's really nice to see that, especially for Nani. I feel like Nani's always there for other couples. She was there for me and Jordan. She was there for Zach and Jenna. She was there for Cam and Leroy. She's always kind of like this person.
Kayla, yeah.
Yeah, she's always a supporter, and it's actually really nice to see her in love, and it's just so authentic between her and Casey. I mean, they're magnetic together, and they say that, so it's so beautiful.
Let's talk about these other magnets.
Oh, which one?
Josh and Esther? I thought, first of all, Esther was my girlfriend before I left. Josh and Esther, where did that come from?
You didn't know about that, did you?
So when you made us do that mindful, like when we got to talk in the room about the thing that...
Oh, yeah.
She was in the room with us, and then she was snuggly with Josh. So I knew that there was some flirtation building up, and then I'd left. So I didn't know. No, I don't know why no one ever told me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Season's over. That there was a little smoochy-toochy between little Joshy and Esther.
I just think the way the camera left, and she just, like, puts her hand on her face and, like shakes her head. Like, what just
happened?
It's so cute, dude. Like, Esther,
she was like, no emotion ever. Don't let him see you sweat. You're not falling for this guy. Yeah. You have better shit to do, like, try and win the challenge.
Yeah, she's awesome, dude. I have a lot of respect for Esther.
I like her a lot.
And then, so, like, at the club... Obviously, you know, people were getting close, but then we had that Emmy performance, and that was amazing. Like, being there, I felt like I was at a concert. And Anissa, you know what it's like to be in a challenge house. To have anything that captivates your mind, not think about the game, is just, it's like finding a diamond. You're just, like, so happy you have it. You're just like, thank God. That's all I have to think about. That's all I have to look at.
Yeah, and you get to support people who have other passions besides being on the challenge. Like,
yeah.
A lot of us do have these, like, hidden talents or things that, I mean, things that really move us.
Burnasings.
Really, yeah.
Enamel dances.
Yeah, like we all have these things. Thanks, baby. Yeah. And it's nice that we can be in support of one another when we share them. Like, Emmy's really good. And she's young, and I know that she's only going to get better. It can only go up from here for her. But we'll get to talk to her, and hopefully we'll be able to hear the song because I didn't get to hear it in person, and I'm really, really excited to talk to her later.
Yes, we'll dive more into that with her and get more of a close-up interview into who she is because she's such an awesome person. So it'll be really cool to, like, hear more about where she comes from and how she's made this transformation onto the challenge. But in the meantime, let's keep talking about this episode because after the club... Oh, this is what goes down. Okay, we're going to talk about the pizza instigation station. But I need to tell you from my perspective.
Do you?
No. You have to hear this.
Okay.
You have to hear me. Okay?
I'm here.
Listen, I'm not saying what I did was right. It's not. I shouldn't have done that, especially not get Josh. But we were sitting there. Okay, we were all happy. We all had some drinks in our system. I'm sitting on the couch with Corey and Fessy. And we're just chatting, just talking shit. And... we're bored. So I'm like, you see Amber walking around the house looking for her pizza. And I literally say to Fessy and Corey, I'm like, yo, Fessy, should I tell Amber you ate the pizza? And he's like, don't do it, Tori. I'm like, should I do it? And as I'm asking Fessy, the camera guys next to us start nodding their head yes. And you know when a camera guy is nodding their head yes at you, they want a show. So I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm filming a show. It's just about pizza. Let me just, like, you know, play around a little bit. Amber's pissed about this pizza. And I'm just drunk having fun. So obviously I start screaming. It ends up being way bigger than I anticipated. 100% should not have gotten Josh. That is my biggest regret from this season.
Didn't you learn from Pizzagate with Marie and Brad that you never play with pizza?
Yeah, it's like
it's a big thing in this. Yeah, I don't know how pizza got its thing, especially frozen pizza. How it just becomes like gold. We really are in prison when pizza is gold.
Yeah,
and Amber's like, I told you I didn't want any meat. So I made that, and I'm like, oh, my God, Tori, what did you do?
But you know what? It wasn't just me. Corey Wharton needs to come take some responsibility for that, too, because he was up there. He ran with me to go get Josh. He hyped up the whole thing, too. It was me. It was the Tori and Corey.
It was the Tori and Corey instigation station.
I feel really bad, though. I do feel really bad about it because, obviously, you never want to see two friends fight like that, like, to the point where it got physical.
Right, right. But you know how guys are. Like, if you have any guy friends out there, you're in a bar, they're like, oh, bro, fuck you, and then they get in a fight, and then the next day they're like, yo, bro, sorry about that. Like, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
More often than not. Like, but the tensions are so high in this small space.
Yeah.
You know, the house looks big as shit, but it really feels like a shoebox when you live inside of it. And, you know, you're trying to compete for $1 million. You're trying to keep your head on straight.
Yeah.
Your best friend just did some weird shit. Your other friend just instigated, but you don't know that yet until you see the episode. you know, the pizzas are getting low.
Yeah.
The booze is limited. I mean, everything that could possibly set you off does. So, with that being said, you know, people get frustrated.
Yeah. And, you know, it's intense. You know how it is to film. But at the same time, every action has a repercussion, you know?
Yeah.
And the scariest thing about this episode was, you know, Emmanuel and Casey had just won the challenge. Mm-hmm. So, Fessy's allies are in power right now because Casey and Fessy are very close.
Right.
And now Josh and Fessy are having this blow up while Casey's in power.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard Casey in this episode. She's willing to kind of do whatever. Like,
she's just like Josh.
She's a smart, smart player. She is a smart. Yeah. She is so smart. And so I think that was the scariest thing is obviously you don't see how this unfolds yet. But knowing that Casey and Emmanuel are in power right now, when Fessy and Josh just got into this, knowing that I instigated that, I'm fucking shaking. I'm like,
you all should be scared, especially you.
Yeah.
Pizza,
I was shaking.
Pizza liar.
Oh, Nisa, you're really just giving it to me. I'm
Listen,
dead.
as an unbiased viewer now, I am actually allowed to be on the opposite side of things.
Yeah.
And really give it to you straight up. This is what's going to be happening for the next couple of episodes, all the way to the end. I may not, depending on how long Tori lasts this time, give her shit. So be prepared.
Listen, I'll take it.
The loving podcast will now be the honest podcast. But there's no pizza for you, Tori.
Oh, Nisa. You don't think it was kind of funny? Come on.
Yes. You're running around in pajamas. You're running around in green sweatpants and your blue sweatshirt that says, what does it say on it?
Sorry, babe, you're lost or something like that. I have a pirate bandana on. I look insane.
Yeah, I did like the bandana, though.
Thank you.
You looked really cute. Really cute instigator over here.
Oh, thank you, Anissa.
You're welcome.
Well, let's get into this episode with Emmy now because she has some awesome scenes. We get to see her with Uncle CT. We get to see her do her performance. She's just so fun to watch. So let's get into a short break. And then after that, let's welcome Emmy Lupe.
It's our favorite time on the podcast where we get to interview a special someone. Today, we are so blessed to have this lady all the way from Romania, my spunky, blue-haired, strong, talented friend, Emmy.
Yay!
Thank you so much,
Emmy,
for
Emmy.
This introduction. I love it.
Thank you for being you here.
Thank you for inviting me here.
Of course. Anisha was like, that special someone. I'm like, Anisha, what kind of podcast do you think this is? But honestly,
I mean, we talk about everything here. So it is the all-inclusive podcast where we get to talk about everything. Yeah. I'm allowed. Emmy has like that little flair that, you know, that's something. So 100%. I can introduce her in a sexy tone. She deserves sexy tone.
Aww. I agree.
Thank you so much.
You also deserve best dressed because the outfits that you put together were amazing.
Thank you so much. I swear to God, I'm not like overthinking them. Like I never match the colors and stuff. Like I dress random. So fucking random.
Yeah. But I love it.
Thank you so much.
Intuitive dressing. Yeah. So, Emmy, you are seriously one of my favorite rookies to ever come on the show. You're so interesting, and there's so much to you that makes up who you are. So, would you mind just giving us a little introduction about how you end up getting on the show and who you are outside of the challenge?
Thank you so much. So, my name is Emmy Alupe. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Romania, Bucharest, and I'm a singer. Like, I've been singing since I was 12 years old, and I don't know how I land on the challenge. Like I received the mail, an email, and I was like, no, this cannot be true. I think that someone is trying to hack my account. Dude, like, how are you supposed, you're from Romania, okay? You're from Romania, okay? You're 22 years old. You're a newbie. And you receive an email from MTV. Do you believe it? Because I didn't. Like, I was like, I cannot believe it. And then after some time, I did some researches and I send it to my ex-manager because right now I don't have any more manager, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know. But she said that it's true and it's legit, and I was like, I cannot believe it, like you're lying to me. And it was real, dude. And I was like, I will be on a challenge on MTV. How? Like, is it a dream? Someone pinch me, please. Someone punch me in the face or something, because like, I swear to God, you don't understand what a huge opportunity it is around the world. But imagine in Romania, because Romania is not such a big country and not a rich country and stuff. And it was like, whoa, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And it was real. Like the challenge, I think the challenge is like God for me, honestly.
Oh my.
Yeah. Aww, like
me.
It was the biggest opportunity of my life. And I'm 22 years old. And I'm so proud that I take part of this. And with all of the cool people, I learned a lot of things from everyone.
Aw, Emmy.
Yeah, incredible.
I have a quick question. Oh, I appreciate that was very kind and amazing.
So sweet.
And I love that you love this opportunity. How big is Survivor though in Romania?
So, Survivor in Romania is like the second biggest show. So it's one more show which is bigger than Survivor. But actually, the first season was not so, didn't blew up so good, because it was the first season. It was like a test for everyone to see how it's working and stuff. And I took part of the first season.
Okay.
But now the second season is bigger, and I think the third season is going to be bigger and so on, you know? But the first season was not so big.
Yeah. I mean, we've heard crazy stories about Survivor Romania because, you know, in America, you only have to go film for 32 days, which is obviously still really hard. But
39.
You guys, 39 days, I'm sorry. But
who
you
knows?
Guys, the point I'm trying to make here is it's not like 5 months. Like you guys have the crazy long film time. So like, tell us about how crazy it was to compete on Survivor Romania.
It was extremely hard because it was the first season, and you know, you don't know who to ask for advice and stuff like this because it's the first season and you're like, okay, where I'm going, what am I going to do? Okay, Survivor, but it's different here in Romania, like other countries. And it's also, it's a little bit, the worst thing in my opinion is that the difference between Romania, let's say in the United States Survivor, is that Romania, we use the public votes. And on Survivor, you don't have Survivor America, you have no public votes. So they are voting each other, right, yeah, to mm-hmm. win.
Yeah.
And it's $1 million in Romania, it's 50K. And it's like 50K for us is a lot of money, like a lot.
It's a lot of time for 50K though.
Yeah, 6 months for 50K, yeah.
I'd be like 50K a month.
Yeah.
If you want me to live, yeah. I'm living on a twig.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
That's right.
That's so amazing. Yeah. I mean, yeah. The challenge should be a breeze if you've been through that. I mean, did you watch the challenge before?
I watched a little bit, yeah. I watched a little bit. Not so much, like I don't know everything, like from each corner, each episode, but I know what's going on. And I watched. I also watched with Emmanuel too. I was so scared that he was like, oh, we can do this. I was like, no, we cannot do this. We cannot. And he was like, yeah, we can do this. It's not so hard. And I was like, talk for you, because it's not hard for you, but for me, it's going to be really, really hard, you know? Like, it's way bigger than Survivor because it's a lot of more strategy. The challenges are way more harder than on Survivor. This is my opinion. Even though on Survivor we didn't have any food, but we used to steal food. You know, we stole food from garbage.
Jeez.
When you're hungry, if you find any kind of food, you will eat it.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
If I go 6 hours without food and I find like a cashew on the floor of my car, I'm eating the fuck out of that cashew. So I can't imagine what you need to say.
I can't imagine what's in your car.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was an old shoe and I was starving.
I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do. So I get it. I would probably be eating some crazy shit if I was on Survivor. But it's really nice that you have Emmanuel, obviously, because you guys are so close. And we got to see a glimpse of that this episode. And it's probably so important for you. Like, talk about what it was like to have him in the house with you as, like, a brother.
Really, really important. It was really important to have Emmanuel as a brother on the show because he helped me a lot. He's way more better strategy dude than me. Like, there's no comparison between us. I really suck. I really suck at this point. No. But he's a really good strategist, and I really appreciate this, and he's great. He was like this on Survivor 2. Like, he's playing. He's true. Even though he's a strategy guy. Like, if you say, like, oh, he's doing strategy, this doesn't mean that you're fake.
Right.
It means you're really smart.
Smart.
And he's playing the same strategy on every show, which is great because this is like,
thank you for letting us know for next time.
Yeah, right.
Same strategy every show.
But I don't know. I don't know how to do any strategies. I really have to learn a lot of things. I really suck right now. I have to admit it because I don't know when to shut up. You know, I don't, I talk a lot of crazy stuff, like random stuff.
That's never going to change. I think that you are really strong. I think people have yet to see how strong you actually are. You've already won one elimination and you killed it. You know,
thank you.
Like, under pressure, you're amazing. And I always said, I'm like, if she can, and I said it on the show, I'm like,
yeah,
if she
thank
can
you so much
check
for
the
that.
Emotions a little bit. You could, you're a force. Like, dude. We used to go on our walks and talk about it. Like, you're so strong.
Dude,
and
I can't.
He might have the strategy, but your heart is unmatched.
Unmatched.
You know, like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it inspires me. So keep doing it.
Yeah. You've had some, like, I mean, hindsight, we obviously can't say too much, but watching you perform and compete has been fucking awesome. So I can't wait for everyone to be able to see some of the things that
such good entertainment
happen in the future.
Like, all of it.
But you've even had some, like, aside from the competition, like, you know, you have a Emmanuel in the house, and then you also have this really nice moment with CT, and you call him Uncle CT, which is just so funny. Like, you obviously love him so much. So what was it like having him to look up to? And is there anybody coming into this game that you tried to get close to because you knew them from before or you knew who they were?
I'm actually addicted to Uncle CT because I really, really, like, I don't know how to explain this. I see him as something extremely special, and extremely
like
powerful.
Santa Claus.
Like Santa Claus. With the good vibes and everything, because he's so strong, so smart, so kind and everything. And I was like, oh my God, uncles, I want an uncle like this. And above all of these, he seems a lot like my uncle, Andrew, here in Romania.
Ah, okay.
And that's why, you know, like, I will send you a picture with Uncle Andrew.
Yeah, please
Same
do.
Eyes. I can't wait till you
so
do
funny.
It.
Yeah.
Please send us a picture of Uncle Andrew, please.
Yeah. Were there other vets that you looked up to or had good relationships with?
With you, both of you, with Devin. Mm-hmm. Devin.
Yeah.
Devin is my plum.
Yeah, your plum.
Oh, your plum.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. They're the cutest. And
Devin's amazing.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
You are his blueberry. That's the best.
You remember when we talked, like after the first challenge, and I told you were there, Anise, and I told Devin, you're such a funny guy. I watched you every time and I laughed so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you, the squad, was like, yeah, she's one of us.
Yeah.
She has to enter the group. Yeah, she's okay. She's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was trying to make, like, I was looking at it. Especially like for, you know, for the rookies, I'm looking at the women because everybody was strong in their own way. And I'm like, if we could make teams of like three or four women, like who would you want on the squad? Emmy. And I feel like all the way around, you want Emmy.
Yeah.
Like, you want somebody who doesn't care for their safety as much as you don't care for your own. You're like, okay, if we have to run and fight a wall, Emmy's with us. Okay. Like if we have to pick some shit up or throw some shit or just risk it all or jump, Emmy's there.
So warrior, you know? Princess.
So that's such an awesome thing. I hope that you saw that in yourself too. Like you're capable of so much.
I honestly don't understand anything. If we're talking about what's happening with me, I swear to God,
Emmy,
I am not a good strategist. You gotta admit this. I'm not.
I'm not either. I'm not either. So I'm with you.
I don't know what that's like.
Anissa,
it was so good.
Anissa is good though. She is. You gotta give the girl credit. She really is.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
I can't. If it breaks, I'm gonna need a new one, and then we can't do the podcast. How was this drift car challenge?
Jesus Christ. It was awesome. The adrenaline, I felt it until my bones. Like, it was great. Like, the feeling, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. But being with my partner, he was crazy as fuck because we are both really overreacting persons and crazy persons and talking a lot. And we could not understand each other like at all. We didn't have that connection as partners,
right.
But connection as friends, awesome. We can party all day, all night.
Right, yeah.
But as partners in a game, especially on the challenge, no way.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
It couldn't work.
It was a hard challenge. It was a hard challenge to do anyway, because you know what you don't get to see obviously in the episode is how different the speeds were that people finished. Casey and Emmanuel finished so fast. And then you had like Devin and Amber who took a really long time. So it's like, you didn't really know how good you were going to do. And Devin and Amber are great competitors. So you just don't know.
Exactly.
Like, is it going to be in your, is that in your wheelhouse or no? It was a crazy, crazy challenge. But, you know, after thinking from all of the challenges that you've done this season without going into any details of the ones that maybe you might do in the future, is there a particular challenge that you like the most? Like heights, water,
running? Totally. Heights, my favorite. Said no one ever. Jesus, no way. No. I'm sick.
Oh, my God. Like, get her on that helicopter. Oh,
right now, like yesterday I went here in Romania and Bucharest in an adventure park with like walking on a rope, but you were handled, like everything was safe. I think it was safe. I hope it was safe.
Yeah.
Like balance and shit over ground, like 10 meters, something like this. And I was terrified. I was really terrified. Like, I cannot escape from this fear. I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, this fear, I think, is permanent, but I will just try and learn to work with this fear, you know?
Yeah.
I think this is the secret. But yeah, heights, no, never, never, ever in my life. No, I'm not a height guy.
I hate them. You'll realize if you do a bunch of challenges, it starts to become your job. And it's like, ooh, teacher just said jump, and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to jump. You don't even think about, like, I hate heights. And I, when we did the sea cave recon one, I didn't want to jump off that thing. No. But I was like, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Can't let Mr. TJ down because he will embarrass you publicly. And you let yourself down for all the things that, like, it wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah.
You jumped off.
Yeah.
You lived.
Yeah.
And then you moved on. You got in the helicopter. You lived.
Yeah.
I think you should have gone first on the helicopter one, but I think it's easier for next time.
So I love all the challenges on the ground.
Yeah, on the ground. Yeah.
Well, we'll write into Mr. TJ and tell him.
Yeah.
Next season, if you're on it, only ground challenges.
Yeah. Only ground challenges. Missions. Yeah.
So, you know, you've had, like, you know, we've done a lot of that stuff and we're going to maybe hopefully do a lot more in the future. But in the second elimination that you did, I mean, you were kind of on the ground. You were kind of on
in
a cage
air.
In the air. And you were also with
definitely upside down.
Yeah. So what was that elimination like for you? And what was it like to get your first elimination win? And how fucking funny was it when you were like, Ed, you are the smartest person in the world if you finish this puzzle? It was so funny, Emmy.
Oh, I just told him that he's the greatest engineer in the whole world. It has, I think it has nothing to do with engineering, right? The puzzle, the map of the world with engineering. I was like, okay, yeah.
Oh, so good.
It was awesome for me because I feel like I'm gaining more confidence. You know, like, I never thought that I would go in the second elimination. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really fast for me, you know? And I was like, okay, I have to go. I'm going with Ed. I saw the puzzle. I was like, okay, the puzzle, like the puzzle. Great. Yeah. But I need to grab all the cubes before the puzzle. Like, Ed is a great engineer, but I have to grab the cubes first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last cube was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so hard. Like, I thought that I won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think winning that elimination early with Ed put a target on your back?
I think that it's not a target on my back because it's just the first elimination, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, just the first elimination. She's quite good, but we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe on a second elimination, she's going out.
Right. Because
you cannot say if it's the first elimination for you, it's not. This doesn't mean that you're the best.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're the best in the whole world. Even if you have like 10 eliminations, it doesn't mean that you're the best because on the 11th, you can go out.
Right.
Anything can happen.
You're right.
Yep.
I know. We know from experience.
Dude, it's been, I mean, we were in your shoes at one point in time, you know, being a rookie especially and being, you know, called out and put into the lair. Anissa put me in my first elimination. We're not going to talk about it.
But she won.
No, I did. Blessing in disguise.
Exactly. You won.
Blessing in disguise, you know.
I knew she was going to win. I really like you. I'm going to throw you in this.
But, you know, it's been really tough for the rookies this year. So, like, what was going through your mind being a rookie and trying to get out of that situation?
I know that you cannot get out of this situation of the rookie situation because you're a rookie and you have to admit it and have to play it like this. It cannot change overnight. You cannot turn into a vet all of a sudden. It's not magic and stuff. You got to work to be
it's
a vet.
It's not magic.
being a vet is hard work, dude. You have to admit it. Yeah. You got to love it, you know?
Thank you, homie.
And
thank you.
It's true. And I'm saying that, bro, it's really hard to be a rookie. I tell you, it's really hard. Especially when you're talking a lot and you don't know when to shut up, as I told you, because you got to shut up sometimes, you know? You got to just shut up and keep things for yourself. I need to learn this. I'm working on this. I promise you.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone told me rookie have to stick with Rookie Alliance. And I was like, don't force me to do things. I will go with the flow and I will do what I feel to do. Because if at some point I did some things I didn't feel to do and it was wrong and it got me on the wrong path and I don't like this. So from that on, I'm just saying I'll do what my soul tells me and what I feel to do. If I have connection with people, doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a vet or boss or not boss or anything, I will love you, you know, because it's about connection and about vibes and energies between people. This is how things work. Because if you try to fake something, it will be fake for a short period of time, you know? So that's why I'm just aspiring to this. Wow, I'm so, Jesus Christ, stop it.
So did your soul tell you that there was a list? And then,
you know, like back when Michaela, back in the Michaela day.
Michaela hates me so bad, dude.
Oh, she doesn't hate you.
She didn't follow me on Instagram.
She doesn't follow me on Instagram that, either.
She doesn't matter about follows on Instagram. We talked to her. She never said she hated you. But I really want to know. I know it was a couple episodes ago. I really want to know about this list because you came to us first.
Yeah. And I swear to God, everything was true as fuck. I never lied with anything. Jesus, a knee story. God is seeing me right now. And if I'm lying, punish me, dude. Yeah. Punish me.
I believe you, Annie. I believed you when you swore on your music career. When you said that, I was sold.
I was like, and she loves it. So
I was sold.
Tori was like, okay, now I believe you. It's all right. Yeah. Let's go sleep.
Well, speaking of your music career, because you had an incredible performance this week, literally, it was
so good.
Such fun energy to the episode. It was like a show, and like we need that in the house. So like, what was it like for you to be able to sing your song Alien to us?
Oh my God, it was the best opportunity in my entire life and the best feeling I've had in 22 years old. I swear to God, the best feeling I've ever had in 22 years old of life, dude. Like, I cannot explain to you how happy I was. My soul was like, oh my God, I did this. I sang this in front of a lot of Americans and people from MTV and people who are playing on the challenge for so many years and people from all around the world and stuff like this, because I was really marginalized a lot. And now I'm also marginalized in some areas and some categories, you know, and some groups of people. Mm-hmm. But I just accept this, even if it's painful and it's like, it hurts me, but I just have to accept it and let the time pass. And I think that at some point I will heal myself, and I think that God is with me, because I've never done anything wrong to anyone. Or if I've ever done something wrong to anyone, it's like small shitty things, like nothing really important or over exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it was the best feeling in a whole world, because never ever in my entire life people supported me like the challenge did. Aww. No, it's real.
It was such a great moment, and it's such a good little song. You should just like hum just a little bit of it. Just a little bit.
You want me to sing?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, the chorus.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't there for it.
Okay. And you say you gotta help me. Tori gotta help me, because you both sing really good and you know this. You know this? Don't lie about it.
I don't know if the sound is going to be off, and I'm not that great of a singer, but I'll try. And
he said, I'm an alien. I feel so alone right here. I'm an alien. Wish I could disappear. So, I'm an alien. I feel so alone right here. I'm an alien. Wish I could disappear. I'm drowning in my fear. I'm an alien. I feel so alone right here. I'm an alien. Wish I could disappear. I'm drowning in my fear.
Yeah!
I love you, girl.
Yay!
That was incredible.
We gotta get this together and do a live performance if we do a show.
Yes! I will come to the United States and make an acoustic version with you. I will come to the United States.
I'll do your background vocals. I'll do all of your harmonies.
Get your ass over here.
I'll sit in a little dark box. Nobody even needs to see me. I just need to want to create the music.
Anissa's a harmony queen. She absolutely
is. She is. Yeah, I sang with her near the pool, you remember, in that cold night. And she was like, dude, she's a great performer. Like,
it was me, you, and Berna, and Anissa.
We started a whole girl group.
Berna, two of us. Oh my God.
Like the four misfits. I don't even know what we called ourselves.
We were like a quartet. We were like, I don't know what we were doing.
That was so fun.
Yeah. Thank it you so great. Much, Emmy. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, and I wish I would have been there
to
celebrate.
You have my heart. I give you my heart because you deserve it. You, everyone, y'all guys, the challenge guys, you and everyone who supported me, you deserve this. I'm giving it to you.
Emmy, thank you so much. Listen, before we, for any of you guys who can't see that, Emmy just made a heart with her hand and pulsated it at us. So sweet. Okay, Emmy, so before we let you go, we have one question that we ask everybody to tie it back into the episode. So this season is called Spies, Lies, and Allies. So your job is to point out the biggest spy of this episode, the biggest liar from this episode, and the biggest ally from this episode.
Okay, so the biggest spy, of course, is me. Like, of course.
Okay.
The biggest liar, oh my God.
You can say me. I'm not
going to. Can I say? No. Amber. I'll say Amber. Please don't kill me. But, you know, like, I will say it. Don't kill me, please. Don't judge me, please. Don't hate me,
Listen,
please. Okay.
No one's going
to
kill
you. This is a safe space to talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You speak your truth.
And the third, the best ally, I think, is Devin.
Yeah. You don't think Amanda Devin. Well? You don't think Amanda Well is your biggest ally? I feel
like. Oh my God, I forgot!
He looks out for you so hard.
Dude, so they're both like the same. Even if I know Devin for a so short time, I told them both that they are the same for me. It's not about time in a friendship and stuff.
Yeah.
In a relationship too. So it's not about time. Nothing to do with time. It's just what you feel, the connection.
Yeah. And these
are funny.
Great answers, dude. Thank you so
much.
I want
to come to the United States. You accept me to come and visit you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let me know if I need to write Romania a letter. I got you.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you too.
We love you. Thank you so much, Emmy.
I thank you so much. Thank you so much,
Emmy,
for everything.
How can we support you? Where can we follow you? And just drop your handles and any like link that you want to link.
Okay, so guys, thank you so much for the support. You can find me on Instagram, Emmy Alupe, on TikTok, Emmy Alupe Official, on YouTube, which is very, very important, Emmy Alupe, and on Twitter is Alupe Emmy, actually. It's like a
So if you want to find Emmy, just Google her name.
Yeah. Awesome. Emmy, thank you so much. And your song Alien is going to be out soon, right?
So my song Alien is on all platforms. You can find it everywhere.
That's amazing.
On Spotify, on YouTube, on Apple Music, everywhere. Just search Alien by Emmy Alupe and you'll find it. Thank you for all the support. I love you, guys.
Emmy, thank you so much. We love you so much. You're
an absolute star.
An amazing addition to the challenge. And we can't wait to talk to you and see you in the future more. We fucking love you, dude.
Thank you so much. You have my heart forever. You're the best.
Oh, I love you. Yay.
Thank you for everything. Bye, guys. Thank you.
All right. Bye, baby.
I absolutely love Emmy. She is a star, Anissa. Don't you just love her?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing.
God, I can't imagine what she was like on Survivor. Knowing that she had a nice mansion to live in, like, what kind of person was she on Survivor? I need to go back and rewatch her season.
She was actually really good.
Was she?
She was good at her comps. Yeah, I watched a couple of them because, you know, you got to size up these girls.
Yeah.
You know, just to see what we're getting ourselves into. But
yeah,
she's definitely, I see her being a force this season. So thank you, Emmy, for coming on. And I will see you later and be listening to your song.
Yes.
All right, Tori. It's about that time. We are nearing the end of the podcast. But before we go, let's get into a little challenge confidential.
So I don't actually have a secret, but I just want to go back because I mentioned earlier how, you know, I got a little nod from one of the camera guys and one of the sound guys to, you know, yell that Fessy possibly ate Amber's pizza. And I think that's funny. Like, to me, these are people, and I want the audience to kind of know this, the camera guys and the production crew, the ones that are allowed to be around us, are like family to us in a sense, because we do seasons after seasons with some of the same crew. I mean, we know them by their first names. Like when we see them, sometimes we make them coffee from the coffee pot,
right,
and we bring it out to them. So I just think it's so important for people to understand that even though we're in this house with cast members, it's not just the cast members that make up this challenge family. Like, we are also very cool and close with the crew members too. And like, don't you think so? Think about you. You've been on many seasons.
Yeah, I mean, one of our sound guys was my sound guy for Real World. So we've had a 20-year relationship. He knows my relationship with my mother. I mean, like, I also think with the pandemic, not to bring this down, but like all of that and people kind of not having jobs or having to be, you know, in quarantine and doing all this stuff, like we do all this shit together. Like, we're not the only people that quarantine, so does the crew. Like,
yeah,
it's just this thing that I feel it kind of helped us to bond, because we all had to work like in this environment and be so careful. And they watch us grow and they root for us, and they, you know, if we get hurt, if we get our feelings hurt, if we get, they're there. Their job is to capture all of that shit. But at the same time, you know, they do have a profession. They also are human.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they are part of our experience.
And that's why I wanted to make them happy by giving them a show. And that's why I lied about
some pizza. All right, Tori, I get it. I get that you want to share this blame, but I know exactly who did, who gave you the nod. And there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm going to involve him in this.
No,
I want,
you can't.
You're going to take it all on. You just got a little extra encouragement.
Oh, God. It was so, so bad, but so, so wrong, but so right. You know what I mean?
Yes, Amy. I do know what you mean.
Oh, God. Well, I absolutely love this episode. Anissa, how was it to watch it as a viewer?
I love it. I normally would just turn the show off when I'm not on it anymore. But now that I have a job, mm-hmm. makes me watch it a little differently.
Yeah.
You know, like I watch for things and relationships and strategy and whatever. And it's nice to not have to see people like plotting against me or talking about me or, you know, knowing that I'm so far removed from it.
Yeah.
Now I get to like watch these people and their characters kind of evolve and see, you know, how the vets are going to play this one out.
That's how I felt last season. That's how I felt last season.
Cool.
I really did enjoy it as a viewer too.
Cause I get to see it for the first time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, woohoo.
All right, Anissa, well, where can we follow you and send you listener questions or pickles of cashews?
Pickles of cashews?
I'm
sorry, guys. I don't know where my co-host is, but we are having a technical language difficulty. Because, I don't know. I saw her eat a meal today.
I don't know
if it's lack of sleep. I'm not really sure what it is. But if you find Tori Deal, tell her that I'm recording right now and I need her.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm crying. So Anissa, where can we follow you and send you updates about my mental health?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV. You guys really followed through with the spicy pasta and sent me a lot of pictures of that. Not helpful when you're doing low carb. So I would suggest, you know, I don't know. Just all the words of encouragement and love are always, always appreciated. So thank you for the continued love and support. Where can they find you, Tori, and send you DMs of dictionaries?
Oh, well, you know what? I thought it was going somewhere else, and then the shenary took a turn. So I was happy with that.
The shenary gets them every time.
So I'm happy about that. You guys can send me pictures of dictionaries at Tori_Deal, and I'll be cracking up, dude. I'm dying right now. Make sure you guys watch new episodes of The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies every Wednesday.
And then go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.